The mayor from Georgia, part of the Steakhouse and Dogs HQ, Rusty Mansell, is joining us live from Athens this morning. Rusty, thanks for joining us last minute. How is the energy out there in Athens this morning?
Well, I was here yesterday, but the energy kind of got sucked out of the building when I found out that Bo gave a double Fonzie to some of y'all's fans and told them to stay cool.
First off,
what are we doing?
That was years
My man
ago.
Gave him a double Fonzie, stay cool?
No, that's not what happened. It was years ago. It's a hot day.
Goodness, man.
Man,
dude,
that's
just
good stuff.
Dude just sucked the complete air out of Sanford Stadium when I drove by and heard that this morning. But thanks for having us, man. It's going to be a big show today. This place is packed, and me and Drew Butler called in a few favors, and we got some heavy hitters hitting the show here in a couple hours.
Yeah, tell us more about who you've got. Obviously, you know, Kirby Smart being the headliner, but a lot of cool names.
Yeah, I got Josh Brooks, UGA athletic director. Be interested in him. You know, the concert's the big question. Everybody wants to know, so I'm sure he can't say who. But supposedly deal's done, and when they announce it, so next April, they're going to have a big concert in Sanford Stadium. I would imagine it's got to be somebody that can draw 92,000. So we'll see there. For me, the football nerd side of me, Drew Bobo's coming in. This is a guy that, you know, he played. He had to come in last year and play for Jared Wilson, and I think he kind of surprised everybody how athletic he was, how good he was, excited for him to take over. Sandra's not excited about this one, but K.J. Bolden is going to be in the house, and this is the former five-star number one player in the state of Georgia for the class of 2024. Listen, maybe Kirby's not listening. This guy's an NFL first-rounder. He started last year for Georgia, I believe 14 games, and he's a great kid. I can't wait. I think this is his first interview ever. I can't wait for people to hear. Yeah, so we're making history today, but listen, I've known this kid since he was a ninth grader at Buford High School. Great kid. I can't wait for everybody to kind of hear him and talk about his first year at Georgia. And now, you know, as you come into a second year, you know, he's getting a lot of All-American talk, a lot of All-SEC talk. You know, what is his expectations and what did he learn as a freshman at Georgia?
Rusty, you know, Kirby, I know you were up there yesterday covering the first day. I saw your tweets. I tried to retweet some of them. Kirby talked about the quarterbacks with Puglisi and Stockton. I know he would never do it, but he kind of made it sound like he might even be open to having both guys play at parts. But to the Stockton thing, it does seem like they want to make the quarterback an extension of the running game more than it has been in the past. And they're almost – kind of hoping that'll kickstart the run game because it was not very good last year.
Yeah, you know, they got the I butcher his name, and I promise you this is the last day I'll do it. They got the Jacksonville Jaguars offensive line coach. He is now a quality control assistant here. He came here, wants to see what college is like. He's going to spend a year at Georgia. He's implementing some of the stuff they ran. They bring back John Lilly, who's been in the NFL. He's implementing some of the stuff they had. I think what I took from that conversation yesterday is someone asked Kirby about the run game and some of the new schemes and some of the guys in the building is giving their own opinion. Kirby turned and said, we got a quarterback that can do some different things. And it didn't take long for that to click and go, you know what, Gunnar Stockton with his legs, that's pretty much what he was saying there.
Joined by Rusty Mansell, they're live from Grindhouse Killer Burgers over there in Athens, Georgia. They'll be, like he talked about, joined by Kirby, Josh Brooks, and a number of different players later on in today's show and the Steakhouse, which starts in about 15 minutes. But Rusty, one of the conversations we've been having all week about the Georgia program as they've kicked off training camp is the schedule. And we've talked about rank and schedule, how difficult, how tough. I kind of zoomed in a little bit more and asked the question, like, what's the toughest game on Georgia's schedule? They do seemingly get a nice draw in terms of home and away opponents. Yeah. But there's a lot of back and forth about, you know, Tennessee could be decent. Obviously, Bama coming to town, Texas coming to town. You lost to Ole Miss last year. What do you think is the toughest game on Georgia's schedule this year?
They've got some tough ones, but, Mike, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me. They're going to Jordan-Hare, and that thing's kicking off at 8. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. That game right there, and Auburn has a bye week going into that game. I don't know there's many places that they're unhinged like Jordan-Hare at night. They haven't, you know, the success Kirby's had against Auburn. I mean, that place early in the year, I mean, that game right there, if I'm Georgia, that one worries me. Obviously, the Alabama game is something you talk about with the 1-6 record there. And, you know, going to Tennessee at 3:30, I think they caught a break there, and you get a new quarterback, you know, catch them early. Maybe that's your best case scenario. It's always going to be tough there in Neyland. But I was thinking if Neyland was at 8 o'clock, that place would be crazy too. Ooh. So, but I'm telling you, man, the Auburn game, as you start looking at it early in the year and going there, we'll have your hands full.
Wow, didn't expect that one.
Yeah, is Johnny got you any of those milkshakes yet, Rusty? They got those vodka milkshakes, man. I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah, we're getting ready to me and State can pull in and get a little closer to the bar. So we're about to you know us. You know me and State. We will have an after meeting.
Do you know how many milkshakes it would take to catch a buzz off a box of milkshake?
About 15,000 calories worth.
Steak, it wasn't about getting a buzz. I'm not Mike Bell. I was talking about the fact that it just tastes so good. It's a phenomenal flavor with a little vodka in there.
Sorry, I don't know. When I ran a radio station, if you weren't half drunk on the air, you weren't allowed on. So,
I know.
You had to register on the breathalyzer. You got to go back to the parking lot.
If we had an on-air guy that was refusing to drink on the air, we said you can't get the job.
That was called secretary.
Trust me, I worked at that radio station. I know what it was like behind the scenes. And on them, so.
Speaking of behind the scenes, before we let you guys go, I'm curious from Steak's perspective. Steak, what's the first question for Kirby Smart? I know you got one locked in the chamber, man. You're ready to roll.
You know, usually when we sit down with Kirby after the summer, it is what's the most fun thing you got to do all summer with your family? Or also, you know, he's a big Little League dad. We're not past the Little League. But, like, they just did 6 days, didn't they, Rusty, at a tournament?
Yeah, it was in Mississippi. I'll tell you this. You know, we started talking about the Braves and stuff. This dude is diehard. I guarantee the guy watched the Braves last night when he got home. This dude is diehard Braves. He's pissed off about the bullpen. He can't do nothing about it. He's tight with Snicker. They're real close. So this guy's a huge baseball. I don't know if people realize he's a huge baseball. But also his son's playing, as Steak said. So he spent 6 days in Mississippi. The first thing I asked him was, you better play – you got that damn armband? You better have paid that gate pass.
South Haven, he says he did.
Yeah, South I'm just Haven. Curious if he can watch – what kind of a sports dad is he? How nervous does he get? How does he compare one of his kids pitching in a Little League World Series to watching, you know, the third quarter of a game against Auburn? So that's probably something along those lines. I mean, it's very loose because it's still the start of camp. So, I mean, obviously we're going to talk about players that are coming up and all those new players you talked about yesterday. So that'll be a big part of it. Beauty of being in Athens, though, is we're right around the corner from where he lives and from the training facility. So it's a different kind of Kirby Smart that we get here at Grindhouse.
All right, Steak. You got 2 hours. We're going to finish up us, all right?
2 hours. Yeah. So now you're Mike Bell. Now you're pulling Mike Bell.
Hey.
He learned from you, Steak.
I learned from a guy that used to run a radio station, how to cut people off.
That's enough.
Oh, man.
Appreciate you guys.
You guys enjoy it, man.
Thank y'all.
All right, that is them. And Steakhouse starting at 9 o'clock. Kirby Smart, Josh Brooks, KJ Bolden, I mean, Mike Bobo. So that'll all be coming at 9 o'clock. But first, you have a Life of Squid. Told you. Little Baron Burton's W Sauce going on a London broil for me this weekend. Going to do that. Going to smoke it and sear it on the big green egg. And I'll do all of that with a Owl and Lager in my hand from New Realm Brewing. Official beer. Kennesaw State Athletics. All right, Terry McLaurin has been a holdout. Then he was a hold in.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a trade me. Trade me now. And that is from
the Hokey Pokey with training camp, right?
Yeah. That's from
and you that's from all around.
Multiple reports, and it's been confirmed by some. That Mike Florio guy, I'm not a very big fan of. Look. This is, again, I've told you, this is weird to me because I feel like this is a year that the Washington can go grab one. And, I mean, what a ring. I think they could have a chance. They haven't had to pay Jaden Daniels yet. This is the time they should pay Terry McLaurin. But apparently these negotiations have gone nowhere. They're not in a good place. And now he wants to be out of there. So it's very interesting to me that this is the win. After being the best player on a bad team. And I understand wanting to get paid. Don't get me wrong. But to just be, you know, it sounds like they're leagues apart, and I don't understand how.
I mean, I don't either. And I keep getting questions about where Terry McLaurin could land and what exactly he wants and this and that. I kind of said it tongue-in-cheek earlier in the week. He is 30 years old, so it's not like this young guy going on his, you know, first major deal. But he's a guy that's still got a lot of ball left in him, man, and he is a very good player. And when you look at the situation, like you talked about, the Washington Commanders find themselves in right now, I feel like he's got the cards in his hand. I feel like when you look at Jaden Daniels' contract and the window being open or the window being closed and what you expect of this offense and the fact that Jaden Daniels is still going into his second year, it's like Yeah, man, might want to have Terry McLaurin on the field. I don't know. I don't know much about windows and things like that, but seems like a guy that you want to be involved in this process.
Yeah, it's just weird. It really helps set the offense. I know they got Debo, but I don't know how much I trust Debo Samuel right now, health wise.
I think that's fair.
Supposedly he looks good, but he also got a little heavy in San Francisco.
He was thick, man.
And some
two
some,
C's thick.
Some seem to think that was kind of part of his health. I'm not saying that. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm just saying that's what some say.
If that's the case, then you got to point to like eight other players in San Francisco because every single one of them has been dinged up for the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, yes, but no. I mean, Christian McCaffrey doesn't look. He always looks like a little shredder.
No, I know that's my point. That's what like Debo. You get hurt. Like I'm not going to point to his weight about it because everybody's been dinged up.
I'm just saying some things were alluded to. That is what I'm trying to say. All right, that's what I'm telling you that I heard. So
okay, I think it's fair.
I'm a bootleg insider.
poor man's Schefter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use words like league source or anything, but you know, I'm a bootleg insider.
Look, man, you're a radio insider. How about that? There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm just Squidbilly.
Radio guru?
No.
Radio.
Turn your microphone off.
Good pull.
You can no longer use the microphone for the rest of the show.
Well, that's not very long because that's going to do it for us. We got to get out of here. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. Have the best weekend. The Steakhouse is coming up next. They are live from Athens. Full crew today. Steak, Sandra Golden, Drew Butler, Rusty Manziel, they are all live from Athens with superstars joining them, including Kirby Smart. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Bo, don't forget to
pew pew.
Stay cool, Atlanta.